Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Jummah. We had Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab Daman Barakatuhum. Mufti Sahab has been with Hazrat Moana Rahmatullah Ali for many years through the Jamiat, through Darulum Newcastle. Also, last week, Hazrat Mufti Sahab was with Moana in Madina Sharif Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So, inshallah, we have Hazrat Mufti Sahab for the Jummah today, inshallah. Also, this program is going to go live on CII. Inshallah, whatever nasihat we learn from our makabirin, our ulama ikram, we try to make amal on it, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of Hazrat Mufti Sahab, damar barakatuhum. Give him long life, good health, and barakah in his knowledge, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون صدق الله العلي العظيم Respected ulama, elders, blood brothers and sisters, mothers, the esteemed listeners of Channel Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah azza wa jalla that he has blessed us with iman and such a sharia that never ever gets expired. We see so many things in life. They have an expiry date. They get outdated. The Sharia Mustafa alayhi salatu salam practice upon, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it is for all times and all places. Every person goes through certain vicissitudes, ups and downs, occasions of happiness and joy, occasions of sadness and grief. What does Islam tell us? Let us take the noble example of the Master Mustafa alayhi salatu salam himself. His beloved son, Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam, is gasping for breath. He's only 18 months old. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam is holding him in his own Mubarak hands. And then when the son passes away, the tears start rolling down on Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. And then he sets the precedent for posterity and for humanity. But the kamal, the beauty of our sharia, dear brothers, is we fulfill hukukullah, we fulfill hukukul ibad simultaneously. Look at what Mustafa alayhi salatu salam said. Wa inna al-ayna latadma. O Ibrahim, my beloved son, our tears are rolling down. وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ O Ibrahim, my beloved son, you are but 18 months old and Almighty Allah in His infinite wisdom, He took you away from me. I am the Nabi of Almighty Allah. No more will I be able to walk with you, talk to you. So we do not cry, brothers and sisters in Islam, because someone passed away. No, death in itself is a gift. Al-Maut Tuhfatul Mu'min. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam said, death in itself, dear brothers and sisters, is a gift for a believer. It is Jisrul Muhibb al-Mahbub. It is the bridge that links up the lover with the beloved. So remember, death in itself is not something we cry about. It is the separation. For you, my brothers, the murids, the students, nay, for all of us in South Africa, for all of us in this ummah, we will never see Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel. We always on A used to remember him as Hafidhahullah. Now we have to replace the word and say Rahimahullah. You will never see him coming again to this masjid. You will never hear his dhikr again. But Mustafa alayhi salatu salam taught us, وَلَا نَقُولْ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى بِهِ رَبُّنَا. Oh our Allah, we will never utter words except that which are pleasing to you, O Allah. So what do we say, brothers and sisters in Islam? وَبَشِّرِ صَابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those people who exercise patience, fortitude and endurance, that when the calamity befalls them, إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, the ayat goes on, then they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Verily unto Almighty Allah we belong, unto Almighty Allah we return. My brothers, we have attended so many janaza. Indeed fortunate were the brothers who were there, and the sisters, and Shaykh Sawood Shuraim Hafidhullah performed Hazrat Maulana janaza salat. Now what do we learn? The mayyit is placed, the imam is there, the congregation is behind the imam. So it is a gift which we present back to Almighty Allah. Oh Allah, we will relish and cherish the moments you gave us with our beloved Mawlana, with our beloved Ustad and Shaykh. Oh Allah, but you are the ultimate owner. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam went on, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Now the calamity has struck. What must you say? Say, O Ummat Muslima, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and continue. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. O Allah, in this time of my calamity, you reward me, O Almighty Allah. Because Allah's help is with a heart that is sad and broken. Wakhluf li khayran minha. O beloved Allah, you give us a better replacement. Allah in His infinite wisdom and grace. Umm Salama radiallahu anha says, my husband Abu Salama passed away and Mustafa alayhi salatu salam taught me the dua at that time. I used to think, how can I get a better husband than my husband Abu Salama? After the iddat, everything expired. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam himself came and he proposed and she married Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. So we should never think then a negative, always remain positive because of the mercy of Almighty Allah. He gives us the courage, He gives us the wisdom to rise to that occasion. Sisters, for you an incident mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Take the demise of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam himself. Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, go and visit Baraka, the African lady, dark in complexion. She is the murdi'ah. She is the foster mother of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. African lady. When Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma go and visit her, after the demise of Mustafa alayhi salam, she's weeping, she's sobbing. She cried so much, she made Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma cry as well. They asked her, O Umma Iman, did not Nabi alayhi salatu salam go to a better place? She said, yes. I do not question that. Then why do you cry so much? O foster mother of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, listen to the reply, brothers and sisters. She said, إِنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدْ انْقَطَعَ. Wahi has stopped. No more will there be the direct ta'alluq between the farsh and the arsh, between the heavens and the earth. Therefore I'm crying so much. O murid, O student, O family, O brother, O sister of our Hazrat Mawlana. Yes, you will feel the vacuum. There's no question about it. Because Hazrat Mawlana was not an alim, an ordinary person. He was a wali of Allah. Mata fi hubbillah, in the baitillah. He passed away in the love of all baitillah, right by the baitullah. That is how all baitillah elevated his rank even further. Last year, Hazrat Mawlana came to Gauteng and he addressed the ulama. I'm repeating the advices he gave. It is so apt on this occasion. Hazrat Mawlana said, Hazrat Mawlana Ali Miah, Rahimahullah, Sheikh Abu al-Hasan Nadwi, whose janaza salat was performed in the Haram Sharif on the 27th night of Ramadan, And I was present there when Sheikh Subayil announced, "We're reading Salatul Janaza al-Ghaib ala Samahati Sheikh Abil Hassan al-Nadwi." It was 27 night in Makkah, it's jam-packed. I was right in Safa Marwa, and the tears started rolling down. The Arab brother next to me asked me, "Who is the Sheikh?" I said, "Alimun, Fadilun, Kabirun, Filhin." Said, "What a giant of a scholar from India. And today we're reading his Salatul Janaza here in the Haram al-Makki." So Hazrat Mawlana Ali Miah Rahimahullah said, when we study the life of the Sahaba, we find masarrat, we find hayrat, and we find hasrat. We find masarrat. Look at the happiness they had. They used to interact with Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. How Nabi alayhi salam performed salat. How Nabi alayhi salatu salam fast. How Nabi alayhi salatu salam performed hajj. How he would make dua for their children. How he would solemnize their nikah. How the population of the Muslims was increasing. All this brought masarrat. Bring that to our lives. Today you think about it. Hazrat Mawlana took you. Me and you, we were maybe off track. What is wisdom? What is taqwa? What is ikhlas? He ignited our hearts. He brought about the love of Almighty Allah. Today people look at us, they do not know of our past. The sister came for the majlis, maybe just with a small staff, but she left with a hijab and parda. How many a child, how many a male, how many a female, how many a foreign brother and sister changed their lives just because of Hazrat Mawlana's advices on the different platforms available to him. So that is the first part, the masarrat, the happiness. We relish, we cherish those movements. Second, hayrat. A person is surprised. To you, the ulama of KwaZulu Natal, make me maaf, I have to mention your names. But Hazrat Mawlana was such a personality, Mawlana Ahmad Umar, Mawlana Shabir Qazi, and Mufti Zubair Bayat, all of you, were so close to Hazrat Mawlana, it will be considered an injustice if a complete history of Mawlana's life is not penned and written, and the history of Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal. Hazrat Mawlana mentioned his life history last year on Channel Islam, and he said that when he went to India and came back in 69, he married. Mawlana was a very witty person. He said, he married in 1969 on Boxing Day. But, alhamdulillah, there was no boxing with him and his spouse. There was always mahabba. They only know what they lost. Appa and the children are still there. Almighty Allah bless them with the sabr. Almighty Allah give our Hazrat Mawlana the highest stages in Jannah. But brothers, take this lesson, hayrat. An alim in South Africa, what work he did for Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal for the past 30, 35 years. He was the Secretary General. He was the President. The young and old ulama used to look at Mawlana. He was the person, the binding factor, the cement between the two. And he was the one who inspired so many of us who were juniors and still are juniors. We must remember that. When we look at Hazrat Mawlana in his majlis, how many people overseas today are grieving and crying? Hayrat. We have that. We are astonished and amazed. There are messages of condolences from across the spectrum. But now, brothers and sisters, is hasrat. What is the afsos? What is the regret? Who will replace Hazrat Mawlana? We have our Mawlana Naeem Mutala. We make dua all Almighty Allah gives him that foresight, that wisdom of Hazrat Mawlana. And inshallah, he steps into the big, big shoes of Hazrat Mawlana as well. And he gives that same message of Hazrat Mawlana. Now brothers, what made Mawlana so great? Three qualities. Number one, his character. Impeccable character. I used to hear his lectures on the radio. He said, people come to Makkah, Medina, we go for Umrah and Hajj. From Makkah, we will take the Zamzam. From Medina Munawwara, we will take the dates. Asal maal we should take from Medina Munawwara is the akhlaq of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. What can we say? Go ask any person, When you met Hazrat Maulana, he made us feel important and he would always lower himself. That was the akhlaq of Hazrat Maulana. The ikhlas, he did not do things to impress people. It was always for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Think about it. I mentioned to you two incidents. Tuesday night, we know what happened. Wednesday, Ibrahim Bhai Gangad, my close colleague, we were discussing off air. Obviously, you were not hearing. I said, Ibrahim Bhai, what you felt? Ibrahim Bhai said, the way I cried last night, meaning Tuesday night, I never cried in my life. Besides, when my father passed away, this is Hazrat Maulana. I told him, Ibrahim Bhai, so many ulama have left this world. I never cried for any alim so much, like how I cried for Hazrat Maulana. Think about it. The man touched everyone's heart. Then Ibrahim Bhai related this one incident I want to share with you. He said, a brother phoned him and said, Hazrat Maulana, when he's to go for a dawat and invitation, then many a time the murids, the students were with, then he would tell one of the youngsters, you know, the small boy, take this 50 rand, 100 rand, whatever, and go give to the maid there. So 2-3 times this person observed this. So he asked Hazrat Maulana when they were alone, why do you do this? He said, you see, the maid is employed for that family there. She's not employed to clean our dishes and my entourage and everybody who comes with me. So it is the haq that I have to give her. Take this one lesson, brothers. And okay, did we ever implement it? Did I ever implement a thing like this? Small things in life, but they leave an indelible mark on the person. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah in gubara bana deta hai. Who keeps a magnanimous heart, Almighty Allah elevates their rank. How many a time people maybe even spoke against Hazrat Maulana, he would not sever ties. He would still go and embrace them as well. This was Hazrat Maulana's ikhlas, his taqwa, his piety. What must I tell you of my personal relationship? The first time I met Hazrat Maulana was in Makkah Mukarrama, 1975. I came from Karachi, 74, I went to go study, and I met Hazrat Maulana. I was just studying second year in Karachi. So obviously nobody used to come ask, and somebody come and ask me, you see, Maulana from South Africa is there, he's a big Maulana, go ask him. That time Maulana Yunus Patel, as we knew him, used to wear the black Jina topi. Many of you will remember that. So that was our first meeting in Makkah Mukarrama. I want to share with you the last few meetings. We went for Umrah, and Hazrat Maulana, when he was leaving, we spoke also. The day he was leaving, he said, make special dua. I said, Hazrat, maybe arao waha mulaqat ho jaye. We should speak Urdu many a time. You see, this is the difference between Hazrat Maulana and myself, and many of us. Maulana made an attempt 3 times to contact me in Madinah Munawwara. I said, I'll meet Maulana tomorrow. And 3 times he missed me. Then I realized that we have to go to Makkah. The second last day, I said, no, I must go meet Hazrat Maulana. So I went and mashallah, the majlis took place and Hazrat Maulana made dua and everything. The next day, it was Tuesday, again we bumped in and I told Hazrat Maulana, I'm leaving today to Makkah, make special dua. As Hazrat would always make special dua. Then, I went to Makkah Mukarrama. I'm sure many of you have heard, I mentioned this, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. The bounty of Almighty Allah, we don't deserve it. That Friday night, the ending of Rajab it was, that Saturday was the first of Sha'ban, I received the card that tomorrow, inshallah, we will enter the Baytullah. So we took that card, I kissed it, and Ya Allah, sinner, transgressor, fasik, fajir, that you inviting me inside the Baytullah. Anyway, Saturday, 6 o'clock, we were there, and then the army comes, and everything goes on. Then slowly, the royal family, then the diplomats, then ordinary mortals like us, they take us to Rukni Yamani, and then to Hajar Aswad, and then you walk up the stairs. Now you're inside the Baytullah. When you're overawed, you're overwhelmed. Ya Allah, is this a dream? I'm right inside the Baytullah with your father. So, one thing I did with the grace and mercy of Allah, that the last 10 surahs of the noble Quran, Alam Dara, I said I will make the khatam of this Quran Sharif inside the Baytullah. The brothers who went in the previous years told me, don't make salam and make dua. They will take you out from there. Make your dua in sajda. So I read, and then make a lengthy sajda. Second rakat, same thing. Now, while you're making dua, thoughts flash to your mind. Who do you think of? First, I thought of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab. I made dua for him inside the Baytullah. I thought of my ustad in Durban, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafiz Allah, and Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahab, my beloved teacher. All that happened, then I read another two rakats, and mashallah, we spent about 25 minutes. That day after Zohar, I phoned Maulana. I'm in Makkah, Hazrat Maulana in Medina. I said, Hazrat, Allah ne ye gunegar ko ye ehsaan aur ye karam fazal farmaya ki Baytullah ke andar mein gaya aur aapke liye bhi main dua ki aur aapka naam bhi liya. The way Hazrat started crying, and he said that us waqt aapne is nakara ko yaad kiya, you remembered me right in the Baytullah. This was Hazrat Maulana, a special person, a class in his own. But brothers and sisters, for all of us, now what are the challenges? There are four or five things we all need to do. You live by the sea, by the ocean. You might have seen somebody drowning. Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-mauta kal-ghariq al-mutaghawwis. When you see the people who have passed away, they are like the drowning person shouting for help. They all need our assistance. Our beloved parents, grandparents, siblings, children who have left this world. So the first thing is dua. Look at that heart of Hazrat Maulana. This is the dua. Learn the dua, my dear brothers. Tomorrow night is 15 Shaban. We can cry. We can go for Umrah. We can go for Hajj. But we sever ties with people. We are not making salam with people. Our du'as, our tawaf, our taraweeh, our fasting, nothing is accepted, brothers and sisters. Learn the two du'as. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, forgive our brothers who have passed away before us with iman. So we have to make du'a for Hazrat Maulana. I told him, Hazrat, abke ihsanat bohut hai humare upar. وَلَا تَجْهَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا. Oh Allah, do not put that rancor, do not put that malice, do not put that hatred in our hearts. How many of us are not talking to one another? If Maulana, we believe and we accept Hazrat Maulana has left this world, but the message of Hazrat Maulana is still with us. What was Hazrat Maulana's message to us? Remember on the night of 15 Shaban, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam said, the authentic hadith, the mushrik, the non-Muslim, wa mushahin, and the person who harbors that hatred, that malice, and that rancor, so Almighty Allah would not forgive him. Remember, this heart has to change, my brothers. Dil ko badalna hai. We know Hazrat Maulana used to read. So we have to change this heart. Today we are going, my brothers, on dim lights. Change the focus and make it on bright lights. Turn it more towards Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Brothers, you are the ones who will miss Maulana the most. Used to see him every day in this very masjid. Now you will never see Hazrat Maulana till the day of Qiyamah. What is your message been challenged, my brothers? Remember, you have to do what Imam Ghazali rahimahullah said. You are in Masjid al-Nur. What is Nur? Al-Zahiru li nafsihi wal-Mudhir li ghayrihi. That the candle is lit. Now you need to ignite other candles as well. Hazrat Maulana ignited your heart with the love of Almighty Allah. He was the Khalifa, senior Khalifa was at Hakim Sahib. May Almighty Allah give him shifa also. So brothers, we find that that heart was so lit and saturated with the love of Allah. So how many people's hearts are we going to touch? So that is the meaning of Nur. So the first thing, we make dua for our deceased. Number two, brothers, Sa'ad radiallahu anhu came and said, Ya Rasulallah, the mother of Sa'ad has passed away, what should I do? Mustafa alayhi salam said, Al-ma' water. فَحَفَرَ بِئِرًا فَقَالَ هَذِهِ لِأُمِّ سَعَدْ. He went, dug up the borehole, dedicated it to his mother. Anyone we can do, any person we can do charity for, especially our parents, our asatiza, our Hazrat Maulana. So make intention, make isali sawab, sadaqah, dua. Third one, brothers, that we know the big night is tomorrow night, Ramadan. We will increase our tilawat of Quran, our nawafil, our charity. So all that, try and transfer the reward to our deceased. And my last message again is to the honorable ulama, especially here of Durban, that Hazrat Maulana has left a legacy, and that legacy we need to continue with it. The last meeting I had with him in his house, whenever we wanted Mashura, we used to phone Hazrat, I'm coming to Durban, please, which time? He'll tell me now, which time is suitable for you? We'll go to his house. I told him, Hazrat, you have to write an autobiography. You are the star among the ulama. We all look up to you, Hazrat. He said, mere andar kitne kamzoriya hai. How many weaknesses I have? And you want I must write an autobiography? No. I said, okay, Hazrat. I said, you are the only alim that I can think of. You can bring about the unity in the rank and file of the ulama. Why don't you go back to the Jamiat? The Jamiat needs you, Hazrat Maulana. He said, me bimar hu. I'm not well. I cannot go back. My health does not allow it. So that is the high esteem in which we had for Hazrat Maulana. We should make special dua, his son Hafiz Muhammad, his beloved daughters, the granddaughter. One of the brothers mentioned to me that the granddaughter told Nana, Hazrat Maulana, that I'm finishing my Quran hifz now. Obviously he was aware. And he said, no, Thursday night you finish, we all will make dua. Who knew that Thursday night would not come and Hazrat Maulana would be gone? When I told him, this Jummah, he said, you go to Melanson and perform the Jummah. Mere liye sa'adat hai. Mufti sahab, ab mujhe maaf kijiye. I would be there. Warna, hum khana bhi saath khate. Imagine, the man is asking me for forgiveness. This is Hazrat Maulana. So the message is very simple, brothers. Each one of us has the CDs, the cassettes, the books of Hazrat Maulana. Let us read it, let us wonder, ponder over it, and take the current ulama we have. South Africa is becoming a team very quickly. In this last 5-8 years, we have lost so many ulama. Hazrat Maulana Sema Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Umarji Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Mufti, Bashir Sanjalvi Sahib, Maulana Ahmed Aturani, Maulana Abdul Razak, Rahimahullah, so many, then now Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib. So remember, brothers and sisters, the ulama we have, let us make qadr of them. And again, we conclude our talk today. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة اللهم ارزقه جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبه حسابا يسيرا اللهم وسِّع مدخله اللهم اكرم نزله اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاته وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.